Today, Kilmarnock's turn against Connors Quay Nomads. What's their style?
Very physical. Don't look to play a lot of football, to be honest with you. They just look to get it long. And on the surface, I've got to say, it isn't the greatest.
It's a bit like a public park, isn't
yeah.
it? Yeah, I mean, it's all about getting through this one, isn't it? You don't get prizes for winning by six goals or whatever.
We don't need to win here tonight, I would imagine, even coming away with a draw on that surface. I know we're talking, it's a plastic surface, but I think it will certainly suit Kilmarnock better because they've got a lot of good football players within the side, so take them back to Rugby Park. I'd be happy with that, Rob.
Well, for once in my life, I'm speechless. We'll have the discussion about whether this is Wales' greatest ever win in Europe with Mark Jonah-Jones in a second. But if you don't know what I'm on about, Connors Quay Nomads came from a 2-1 home leg defeat and beat Kilmarnock at Kilmarnock, aggregate 3-2. Before we hear from Jonah, there's only one man we want to hear from, the man who masterminded that defeat, a Scotsman, Andy Morrison, beating the Scots.
Yeah, it's a fantastic result, something we dreamt about, you know, and our preparation was based around getting to half-time at 0-0 and then, you know, exposing ourselves a touch in the second half. And, you know, sometimes, you know, the hand of fate is with you and, you know, last week it wasn't in the last minute, which, you know, I suffered for a long time, for many days before we picked ourselves up again. And then, yeah, we've done something magical tonight. And I just think the Welsh League should be so proud. You know, the Welsh Premier League has come to a Scottish Premier League team and we've beat them 2-0. And I think that's testament to, testament to the strength and the improvement in our league and also, you know, the character of my team. Because what they've done tonight, Nick, is it's beyond belief. I'm still pinching myself a little bit at this moment in time.
An absolutely amazing performance, but you could have even been 1-0 up after 9 minutes as well and could have been even better potentially.
Yeah, it was. Listen, the game was difficult because in contrast to last week with the referee, who I thought was very fair and let things go, do you know, we were punished harshly tonight, you know, for fouls and I thought they went to ground too easy, too often. And, you know, we were strong, we were men, we stood up and
a few bookings given, perhaps they shouldn't
bookings,
have been.
Yeah, that probably weren't, but you know, that's football, and you know, it's going to take a time to sink in, Nick. But like I said, you know, for me and my staff, it's a fantastic achievement. And like Nick, I said it so many times now, mate, we don't get the credit we deserve. Mm. If Connors Quay had brought in AC Milan's under 23 coach and he was called Andreas Morrisiani and he came here and won 2-0, everybody would be saying, we need to look at that performance, we need to see how he done it. But it's not, it's Andy Morrison, you know, so it's just down to aggressive team and being organised, you know, and I know there's a far, far greater detail in what we do against these very strong teams and against superior opposition. I know how we stop them. And like I said, you know, maybe people will just start taking a little bit more notice of what we're actually doing at this football club. I'm incredibly proud. And, you know, the boys are out on their feet and the realism of it, Nick, is that, you know, these boys will be back at 5 o'clock in the morning and I think five of them have got work tomorrow. And then we've got to prepare for Serbia next week, you know, and fantastic. You know, it'll be it's a magical night for Connors Quay, magical night for Welsh football. You know, long may it continue. And for me, like, you know, we've come here and beat the Scots, you know. I bring the Serbians on, I'm not bothered. Do you know what, we'll stand toe-to-toe with anyone. I said that before the game. You know, technically, physically, these players are probably, which is another thing, do you know what, you know, coming into games, and I'm looking in the tunnel before the game, and I'm saying that eight of their players are physically taller and physically stronger and bigger than my players. Mm-hmm. But they'll come off the pitch and they'll say, oh, they were physical, they were aggressive, you know, they're big and strong. That's not what you see in the tunnel. But when you get on the pitch with the size of the heart of these boys, you know, they just grow another 2 or 3 inches. And, you know, and I think that's, you know, that comes from Craig, Jay and myself installing that belief in them, that we can achieve anything if we stick together and we're men. And that's important, that you have to be men to win games of football. Which brings me on to little comments that I saw in the Scottish press, you know, before this game, that they'll definitely beat a 6-0 and he hopes it's 10-0. But the point to that, Nick, is men don't roll over and die 6-0. No. You know, men stand up and be counted. You know, soft people roll over. Mm. My players don't do that.
We use the hashtag on our Twitter of Nomads Never Die, and tonight was the absolute epitome of that.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, like I say, we've got to enjoy the night and bring our feet back on the ground and very quickly and go again, because, you know, that's the realism of football. Do you know, yes, we've done this, but we want to go and do the league proud again next week. against the Serbians, you know, Red Star Belgrade. It's you know,
Partizan.
Partizan, sorry. And it's a fantastic opportunity for us again to challenge ourselves again, man to man. You know, 11 men versus 11 men, and you know tonight. You know, I asked the players, I said, if 7, 8, 9 of you turn up and you win your individual battles and you drive home and you've lost the game, I said, you're all men. I said, you're all men. You're all winners. I said, regardless of the result. And they've shown that tonight, and it's going to be a fantastic trip down the road. And, you know, and like I say, the lads have got to drive home and go to work tomorrow. So I don't think there'll be too much drink involved.
And Jonah, I am speechless. Your turn. In the pantheon of Welsh football, especially at club level, what does this mean?
Like you said, Mark, I think it's just an absolutely fantastic result. In the last 20 years, anyway, I think it's the top. As I'm speaking to you, I got Sky Sports in front of me, and it says Kilmarnock knocked out of the Europa League 3-2 on aggregate, shock result by Welsh team Connors Key, and that's just come across in yellow across the front on Sky Sports. That's brilliant to see, and I hope that scene and heard all over Britain, because it's a great result for Andy Morrison and Connors Key. Well done.
And we thought that if Cup Nomads had won it real, it would have been the greatest ever result for Welsh club football at this level. To pull it out of the bag, I think just shows how not only sides tend to underestimate Connors Key Nomads, but also how they don't underestimate themselves. They did not see this as a lost tie at any stage, when other people, perhaps even people closer to home, didn't.
Yeah, well, that's what's fantastic about it. It shows if a manager gets hold of a set of players and makes them determined. And like the big thing, I think he said at the end of his interview, Andy Morrison, was his team are not afraid to go anywhere and play anybody, which gives you a great attitude. You know, they've gone up there. Let's not make no bones about it. I loved his interview at the end. And they were 66-1 to win 2-0. They were 12-1 even to get a result in the game. So let's don't say that, it's not a big shock of a result. It is a big shock of a result. But maybe the only place where it's not such a massive shock is in the Connors Key changing room, where they obviously believed they had a chance of pulling off the shock.
And did that belief grow when Kilmarnock went down to 10 men? I'm sort of an obvious question, but surely you really fancy your chances then if they've lost one.
Yeah, most probably then. But then Ryan Wignall went and evened it up, didn't he? He got sent off with 7 or 8 minutes ago, so they were both down to 10 men. I think what's very, very positive for me is they were 1-0 ahead the Nomads, and he did bring another striker on, which is fantastic. He brought another striker on who got the penalty, and Callum Morris stepped up and put it away to get the 2-0. Look, I mean, all this time last week, Mark, football's a funny game. Our conversation was about TNS giving a lead away in the last 10 minutes, Connors Key giving 2 goals away in the last 10 minutes. Oh, that a weak league, we're kicking off our league at the wrong time. What a funny game football is. A week later, TNS score in the latter stages of their game away in Kosovo, and Connors Key create most probably the greatest result in our league's history. So I just think it's absolutely fantastic. And them set of players got to be, ecstatic. Like he said, by the way, and it's for everybody to hear, Kilmarnock players will go back into work tomorrow, and they'll have their professional day at work, and six of the Connors Key team will have to be back in work tomorrow after winning tonight by 8 o'clock in the morning. What a result. Those are the sort of things that sum this result up, Mark.
Ryan Wignall getting the first goal, and that they were certainly playing against 11 Kilmarnock players at that stage. And when Bakari goes off and Jamie Insull comes on, you know, we would have thought Bakari would probably be the man to turn this around. But obviously, Insull, I suppose, fancies it because of the history and being part of a Scotland setup in the past and being part of the Scottish football setup. He probably fancied it, and he did make the difference later on in the game.
Yeah, it was legs, Mac. I think Andy's looked at it as bringing him on and having legs in the last. Perhaps he looked at last week, and when they were 1-0 up, they really did back off Connors Key into their own half, and Michael Wilde was even 10 or 15 yards, we mentioned last week, in his own half, which invited the other team on. What he's done this time, he's kept Wilde on. He's brought Beccaria off, brought Jamie in, so on. And he's done the damage. He's gone away and got the penalty, like I said, and Callum stuck it in the corner. So they were even, you know, they were holding the ball well by the sound of it. And well done to, you know, Radio Scotland, I think it was, or we were listening to. Thank you very much for the coverage. Because it was great to even, you know, hear it live, and it was fantastic. Historic, and it's a massive achievement for Connors Keys, and it's a massive achievement for the Welsh Premier League, which the league which they're representing. Everybody was counting us out, like you said, a couple of weeks ago, and in the space of 7 days, we're into the next round in the Champions League, we're into the next round in the Europa League.
Yeah, don't get too flattering of BBC Radio Scotland. Some of the people who counted Nomads out were from BBC Radio Scotland. Terrible comments about the pitch at Rhyl last week. Terrible comments about the style of football play. And like you said, Jonah, that last week, you ignored that. Everybody ignored that. You just do your talking on the pitch, and they've definitely done that today, haven't they?
Oh, absolutely fantastic. Hey, I think bigger things could happen for you. By the way, I'm sure Andy Morrison, you can only go under the radar for so long. He got the Iron Brew Cup final, knocked two or three teams out from Scotland. He's taken a big scalp here tonight. He's taken a big scalp. Kilmarnock, who defeated Celtic and Rangers last year in separate games, you know, they're not Arsenal. We're not getting carried away in that way. They're not Arsenal, they're not Chelsea, right? But they're a big team from a big league. You know, they came third and they qualified for Europe, right? Which makes our result tonight by the Connors Keys Nomads, and I'll say it once again, I think the best result for a Welsh Premier team in the last 20 years.
Partizan Belgrade already tweeted, "You never know in football. We all presumed it would be Kilmarnock we'd be facing, but the Nomads have proven everyone wrong." I've seen some Serbian football experts already tweet, "Maybe we shouldn't underestimate Connors Key." So looking forward, and I never thought we'd be saying this, mate, looking forward to the next leg and the next
definitely.
Round.
I mean, again, we heard Andy's interview at the end, they're on the way. They'll be going to Serbia now next Thursday. You know, he'll have to work quick. He'll have to get his head down and do the business on him. He may not have done as much on him as he thought he normally would have, because obviously they were a massive underdog to qualify, but they qualify, so he'll have his statisticians looking at everything tomorrow. They'll go prepared. Like they did get a bit of credit on the commentary where they said they were really, really well set up and then had the breakdown, and I'm sure they will be again. It's a big test. It's a massive test. Partizan Belgrade. You know, they're a big club, big ex, especially a few years ago. But again, they're a top side from their own country. But I'm sure the Nomads will represent Wales well in the next leg.
I was going to say, you're old enough to remember the old communist bloc. And when you used to watch the draw for the European Cup, Partizan Belgrade were always in there in the 70s and the 80s, weren't they? And it was a element of fear of going behind the Iron Curtain. And I just wonder how much of that is still left all those years ago. What's it going to be like going to play in Serbia?
Oh, I'm sure the Connors Keys lads will be over the moon. Look, it's another adventure. And a little thing most probably, Mark, I think we do have to mention as well. Look, this is fact. There's about another 220 or 230,000 euros for Connors Keys for going into the next round. Fantastic. You know, it'll help them improve. And that's why it's so important to our league and to our clubs. The money will improve, and TNS are the standard bearers. That's why they've improved over the years with their... You know, they're getting through Europe, have helped them financially, helped them build bigger and better squads, and that's what Morrison and Connors Keys Nomads are building at the moment. So that's how vital it was in qualifying for the next round tonight, and I'm sure they'll put up a fine performance next week.
Well, they don't sit on their laurels, the Nomads. 10 minutes after the game, the coaching staff, Craig Harris and Jake Catton, gathering around, no doubt discussing what's coming next, and obviously we'll... have a think about what's coming next as we get to that Partizan Belgrade game.
My name is Ruth Crump, Secretary of Balatan Football Club. You are listening to the JD Welsh Premier League podcast with Jonah and Weber.
And it's all over here in Pristina. It's 1-0 to the New Saints, 3-2 on aggregate, and against the odds, Scott Ruskow's side will be playing Copenhagen next Tuesday at Park Hall. Thank you for listening.
Now, do you know when we were going to record this? Obviously, most of my time I thought I was going to spend talking about TNS because, well, what they've achieved is amazing as well, and that's sort of gone under the radar because of what's going to happen tonight, because they've overturned again a first leg deficit to get through to the next round of the Champions League. Let's hear from Dean Ebbe, who scored that goal that got them through to the next round first.
Obviously, they started off really well, to be honest. The first like 10 minutes, he just pressed everywhere. And I was thinking, like, this can't be a tough game, to be honest with you. But we grew into the game a bit, to be fair. Kept the ball in stages, because if we chasing around, like, I mean, we would have been tired the whole game. So I thought we'd done well, to be fair, tonight.
You were on the bench, so you didn't listen to Scott Rusko's half time team talk, but whatever he said, it certainly did the trick.
Yeah, he must have just said to the boys, keep doing what they're doing, you know what I mean? I thought the shape was very good tonight. Didn't break us down once, just kept them outside, let them cross in. We were just excellent defensively as well tonight, but luckily enough, they came on and got the goal.
Now, when we've made substitutions in recent games, Greg Draper seems to start, then your fellow Irishman, Curtis Byrne, tends to come on. But tonight, there was a change of plan. So how did you feel personally when Scott said, you're on next?
Yeah, listen, like last year in Europe, and that have played well, so you know that I do well in Europe. So I think he's just, that was in the back of his mind a bit, like to get me on a bit. But lucky enough, I came on and scored straight away.
Let's now start on the praise of what's gone on with TNS. Again, worried a little bit that they might not be overturned it, but you know, as I said, last season, they had form in making the great escape and making the miracles happen, and they've done it again.
Yeah, well, to be fair, you were one of the ones who backed their chances this week as well. You said they come good in the second leg, and once again, they haven't panicked. They've gone out there. Their European experience is vital, by the way. A lot of people would have seen them going to Kosovo in a tough place to go, but they've got over the line again with a 1-0. And like you said, Mark, if you were sat there, you know, reading the paper, you know, next week's fixtures, TNS versus Copenhagen, Connors Key versus Partizan Belgrade. It's not a bad, you know, it runs off the tongue pretty well, that one. And it just goes to show that improvement over a 20-year period will bring on better, bigger and better teams. So, look, I think they'll both got massive, you know, they'll be massive underdogs in the two ties. But, you know, we did okay a few years ago against Copenhagen. Newtown did admirably against them. Chris Hughes' Newtown did admirably against them. Can Scotty Rusko's boys get something out of the game? Can they get a draw at home against the Danish giants? You know, it's a big ask, but I don't think they'll be looked on as, you know, massive minnows anymore, TNS. I think the other teams will have to stand up and respect them now, because year by year they're improving.
A lot of Welsh clubs happy because Connors Key Nomads have bumped up the coefficient today. TNS continue to bump up that coefficient. We're moving further away from the likes of Kosovo and Northern Ireland behind us, and securing that extra UEFA League spot on the playoffs, Europa League spot on the playoffs.
Yeah, that's vital, Mark. That's absolutely vital. And once that's done and dusted, I think everybody can breathe a sigh of relief. I know it's not done, I don't think yet, but these boys have really helped our chances.
And as a side note, progress of a progressed again against Cork City today, but it was a narrowest of margins. And you know, if only that other goal didn't go in, it could have been Cardiff Met going to face Rangers very soon.
Well, look, Mark, that's the four teams in Europe this year now. Ballytown, okay, they got a home draw, they got beat away, though they were disappointed in. But it's their first year with a group of players back in, you know, back in Europe. They, you know, they had an admirable a home draw. The Met have gone out on the away goal rule, winning at home. That's the first time their group of players have ever been in Europe. TNS have done what TNS do, against all odds in the second leg, have gone up, have gone into the next round, and to round it all off, the Nomads have got a miraculous victory tonight, which will make every Welsh Premier League fan really look forward to an up and coming season where the standard will be getting higher.
Well, of course, the best of luck to both sides as they progress next week, and we'll be catching up on how they've done in their various first legs next week. Say goodbye, Jonah.
Yeah, all the best, Mark, and yet again, let's speak next week. We're still in Europe with two teams.